I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's primary day in New Jersey, South Dakota, New Mexico, Montana, and California, where, by the way, they're trying out a new rule adopted by other states, a consolidated primary, all candidates on one ballot, the top two finishers going on to the general election, backers hoping this way of voting will make it less divisive. Well, little chance of that in Wisconsin, where there is that skin-tight recall race between City Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. With only 3% of the electorate in Wisconsin undecided, the only question seems to be which side gets the most voters out today. Dan Simmons is with the Wisconsin State Journal. He joins us from the polls in Madison. This is a liberal stronghold in the state. They haven't elected a Republican president there since 1984. So, Dan, what are you seeing in the polls in Madison? Today,
tons of people. Turnouts far exceeding the last time these two squared off in 2010. I've been in the more low-income wards in Madison, which are considered crucial if Tom Barrett is going to win this thing. And Democratic get-out-the-vote efforts appear to have worked, or appear to be working so far. One polling place typically gets 100 people all day in non-presidential years, and they're already at 103. So yeah, it's pretty overwhelming.
Well, and we're also hearing reports that in Walker's precinct in Jefferson, this is in Wauwatosa, which gives me a chance to say hi to my Aunt Ruth and Uncle Dick there in Wauwatosa. But apparently there, 500 people were already voting by early in the morning. So it would seem that across the board, the turnout is going to be huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think with some of the Democratic voting groups, they're less reliable voters, and so if they see a little opportunity there, if they can get those out in better numbers, then they typically turn out.
Yeah. Well, you've told us that by 10 a.m., one polling place in South Madison had as many voters as it usually has in a day of voting in other elections. You found people giving free rides. You know, what are you seeing?
Just all hands on deck. Obviously, this is, if Democrats are going to have a chance, they need to run up the score big time in core areas of Madison and Milwaukee. And so, you know, you have a guy driving around in a Mercury just picking up strangers and driving them to the polls. You have a cab company in town giving free rides to the polls. One woman got driven to the wrong polling station, so she called the cab company, and they were happy to drive her to the correct one. So it's real focused and a lot of enthusiasm on this side.
Well, of course, this whole recall election was launched after Governor Scott Walker effectively stripped unions of collective bargaining rights and forced public workers to pay more for their pensions and health care benefits. His supporters say it was necessary because of the state's fiscal situation. Of course, unions and their supporters have been in an uproar over this. Can you tell on the street, are you seeing outside money play out today? Are you seeing outside outsiders at work today?
No. It's hard to know who's with what group and whatever. You know, most of that work was done on the airwaves, heavy advertising in the last month. Every website you go to, if you're in Wisconsin, will pull up some political ad along the strip. But actually, Election Day presence, it's not noticeable if it's there.
Well, we just want to make note of one thing in the few seconds we have. You are marrying fellow reporter Mary Spacuzza on Saturday. Congratulations. She's a Here and Now favorite as well. But we understand this is complicating your wedding seating arrangements. You have to figure out how to keep the Walker and the Barrett supporters apart, especially, you know, if there's a recount. So do you think there's going to be a recount? How close do you think it's going to be?
My sense is it will be very, very close. And it well could be within the margin of that would allow a recount. So we could have some interesting plans to rearrange by Saturday. But I will be there, and we'll have plenty of beer. That's usually a good unifying force in Wisconsin. So.
What were you thinking? Two political reporters having a wedding in the middle of a recall. Of course, you had that first. Wisconsin State Journal reporter Dan Simmons in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, congratulations, and thanks for being with us today.
Okay, thank you. Take care.